We know summer is in decline when the pink lilies bloom. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich explains.
In the heat of late July and early August on the Ozarks, when few flowers are blooming, clusters of tall pink lilies suddenly appear overnight, not just in flower beds, but on lawns, encircling trees, and on long abandoned places.
The Lycoris guamajira.
Surprise lily.
With surprise lilies, there are several different cultivars. There's only one that grows well in this area.
Alex Royce is taking a break from tending to his greenhouse at White River Nursery, which he manages on Highway 16 East of Fayetteville. The nursery specializes in native perennials, trees, shrubs, and annuals. White River Nursery typically sells surprise lily bulbs in the fall with daffodils and tulips, but most people request them now.
Yeah, they often confuse people. In the spring, we have people come in that'll talk about, you know, their daffodils came up, they looked beautiful and didn't have a single bloom on them. And in fact, often what that is the foliage from the surprise lily, they come up at the same time, they look very similar. And then they die back in the late spring, early summer, just like the daffodils. So then, yeah, you don't have anything. They go completely dormant until usually mid to late July, and they just pop back up and surprise everybody.
Surprise lily flowers and foliage do not cooperate. In very early spring, bunches of leaves emerge from cool soil. By summer's heat, they've withered down to nothing and disappear. But then all of a sudden, like right now, 2-foot-tall stalks sprout overnight, each carrying 6 to 8 pretty pink lily blooms.
Well, they are such a long-lived bulb that honestly, I mean, sometimes they were planted literally over 20 years ago. They require no maintenance, no watering, no, you know, fertilizer, pesticides. They don't have any major problems, so they just persist in the landscape for a very long time. Also, you see them here and there a lot because people tend to divide them and give them away to their friends and family, and they just kind of end up everywhere.
They don't smell very nice. The fragrant is reminiscent of Grandma's attic, a slight mothball scent.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, but yeah, they do have a fragrance to them, and I kind of like it personally.
White River Nursery will have surprise lily bulbs for sale this fall. And one place where surprise lilies are very popular is Eureka Springs, home to Stephen Foster, author, photographer, and consultant, specializing in medicinal and aromatic plants.
Yes, they are very common in Eureka Springs. They're commonly planted and commonly naturalized.
The surprise lily, however, is from Asia.
Actually, it's an Eastern Asiatic group. So native to China and parts of Japan and brought into Western horticulture, in the U.S. in particular, in the 1860s. There was a nurseryman, Dr. George Rogers Hall, who was actually an M.D., and he had a clinic that he set up in Shanghai. And they grew, the plants grew in his garden in Shanghai. He is the source of surprise lilies in America.
We can blame George Rogers Hall then for the beauty. And the bulbs have medicinal qualities.
The bulbs are interesting from a phytochemical standpoint because they contain several specialized alkaloids that occur in the amaryllis family, and most of those alkaloids are toxic, but one in particular called galanthamine has recently been developed in the last 10 years as a prescription drug for the treatment of mild to moderate cognitive impairment at early stages of Alzheimer's disease.
In Eureka Springs, surprise lilies are a party flower. Every summer at this time, a Eureka Springs guest house carpeted with blooming stalks hosts an admiring soiree.
Yes, I was so disappointed when I first attended this party because surprise lilies are also called naked ladies. Surprise again with the surprise lily. It was flowered.
In some circles, Lycoris squamigera, surprise lilies are also known as naked ladies For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Stephen Foster is the author of numerous books and Peterson Field Guides. A new third edition of the Field Guide to Medicinal Plants and Herbs, Eastern and Central North America, was released in April. You can find him at stephenfoster.com. And Alex Royce can be found at whiterivernursery.com.